words, because that might be the shita of the Levush, because the Levush mentions the Tam. He mentions the Tam because it's in the Makpi. He doesn't say Heinari beside. So he mentions the Tam of in the Makpi. So apparently, according to Levush, when do we say that Oison Sheyeshlam Kim Kliya Saris Duki Zubezu? So it's not Echtzitze, only if the condition affects only a mute of the Sar. Or maybe the Levush will agree with the Shita Saramba. So even if the condition affects Rov of the Sar, and even if it affects all the Sar, but relative to the whole body, so it's only a mute. So then, even according to the Levush Tam, so it will still not be a Chatzitze. But if we accept and the Mechaba Paschus like the Gainim and the Raivet, so the Mele, so according to the Levush and the Psak of the Mechaba, if the condition affects all of the Sa, so then it is a Chatzitze. It is a Chatzitze. All right. Now, Lifluf, Shechutz La'ayin Chaitzitz, Afilu Lach, ולפלו שבעין אין חיציץ, ואם הוא יוביש חיציץ, והוא שאיסר להם. כחיל שבעין אין חיציץ, ושחוץ לעין חיציץ, ואם הוא פיסחס ויצמס, פירש וסיגרס, הנה אותו דיר, אף שחוץ לעין חיציץ. דם יוביש על המקו חיציץ, וריר שבסייכו אין חיציץ. יוצר הריר מתייכו, כל תר גימול יומים לחו ואין חיציץ. לאחר מכאן יובישו בחיציץ. לפי חוכיש או בעל השחטותים, צריכו לוחי ומים עד שישחק רחו. כם סופן. Ritio shall a mako chitzetzes, a plaster that is on the mako chitzetzes. But then, many times, I mean, the child comes up, when you have a band-aid, and the doctor tells you that you have to keep the band-aid on the mako, and because otherwise it might develop an infection, so then it's not a chitzetzes, because the whole time as to why ritio, it's the Mishnah says ritio shall a mako chitzetzes, because it's makpid. So that applies only to a case where there is a plaster on the mako, and it's not necessary for her to keep it. But she just keeps it because out of laziness she didn't take it off. So then it's echtitze. But if the doctor tells her that she must keep the plaster for a number of weeks or for a number of months, so then it's a makbid. It's more than a makbid. It's makbid that it should stay up. I mean, there are all kinds of tshuvas on that, but I think that this seems to be the reasonable psak. All right. Chaitzoi keitz atochol viboso. Im niren bachutz chaitzitz. V'im eini nira eini chaitzitz. Lichluchei tzeo shal haboso machmazeo. Einon chaitzitzin. Niglat kiblit chaitzitz. Milmulin shal haboso chaitzitzin. Titayovom v'titayetzchim v'titrochim animtsa shomtomi afilu v'meisachamo. קוראים לו חיציצים, הוא שוקולטית כשהוא הולך אין חיציץ, שהוא נמחה במים, וכשהוא יוביש חיציץ, מי הוא עם הקפדס? Let's say if she is very fastidious and she is sensitive, so then, עם הקפדס אפילו בדובלה חיציץ. Why did that's in accordance with the Shittes Arambam? That's in accordance with the Shittes Arambam. Because according to the Rashbo, so if rave noshim are not makpid, even if a particular woman that the veles is makpedes, it's not echtzitze, but the Shittes Arambam is that it depends upon the attitude of the table or the veles. Hadye yachol v'advash v'adam srafateinu srafatus usravachoruf usravashikmo yiveishim chetzitzim lachim ein chetzitzim ushokol asrofim afilu lachim chetzitzim. Now the two mentioned today is what he paskins lechumre the chokol asrofim afilu lachim chetzitzim dam shenischar biboso afilu lachetzitzim. Now, Tseva Shetzevis Hanoshim, that's the Rashi. Tseva Shetzevis Hanoshim al Pneim v'Yideim. V'sa Rishon, Ein Chetzitz. V'chein mi shehu Tseveya, V'yodof Tzvueis, Ein Chetzitz. Now, again, so the Rashi mentions two reasons. The Rashi. Now, part of the Lashon Rashi is mentioned by the Shach. V'sa Rishon, Tseva Shetzevis Hanoshim al Pneim v'Yideim, V'sa Rishon. אף על פי שחיפה ריב השער, אוי כולי. So what does it mean? So in other words, now according to the Shittes Hagenim, and the Mechaba Paschim, Chama Rav Mor Paschim like again. So then it's a group of Nei Atzmei. So in other words, like this you could say, let's say, if the dye is over a mute of the Sa'a. So then, it's a mute in a market. Mute in a market is not chaitzitz. It's not chaitzitz. But suppose the die, and usually there is a die, so it's not an mute. But suppose the die is over Reva Sa'a. Over Reva Sa'a. Suppose it's over all the Sa'a. So then, if it's over Reva Sa'a, so even though it's in the market, it's in the Rabbanon, and if it's over all the Sa'ar, according to Shiva Zageni, so then it's with the Raise. So why should it be good? So he says as follows, Afal Pishachifer Reva Sa'ar, Oikurei, so according to Shiva Zageni, so it's a good with Neatzmei, so it should be Chitze with Raise if it's Kulei. So why isn't it Echtzitze? So the Shach mentions in the Russian of the Rashbo, Vareyu kigufi shel sar, she'in echitzitz, v'asar hu kigufi shel. So the Asam, you'll see some Achenim, they understand the first Russian in the Rashbo. And then the second Russian in the Rashbo, veit, she'amare min ha'tzeva im b'mamesh, because da'i is dorash im b'mamesh. So it becomes integrated with the Seyo itself. In other words, you cannot, it's imminent in the Sa'ar. If you die the Seor, so it's not an external thing, it's imminent in the Sa'ar. So, I mean, just as you cannot separate, let's say, the color of an apple from the apple itself. So once the Seor is died, so it's like the color of the apple. So b'meile, it cannot be echtit. That's the second time. Sha'amarem na'tzeva im b'mamesh. Ve'indem elidyei shechitzitz. Ve'hosom yishbei. Mamoshes adyon. Now, let's say, in connection, that the question arises sometimes in connection with perfume. Women who perfume their body in the Seor. Now, the second time of the Rashbo, I don't think applies. There are chuvas on that too, but I don't think that the second time of the Rashbo will apply to perfume. Because a dye is imminent, can be considered as something imminent in the Seor. But perfume... But that should be explained in accordance with the third term of the Mordechai. Not on the basis of any makpid, because any makpid cannot apply to Rivasar according to Shiva Zageni. But, in other words, it's more than any makpid. It's makpid that it should be there. The die should be there. So according, let's say, according to the Levush, so there is no such thing that if people are makpid, that they should be there. So then we apply the concept of Hainari Besai. So the Inochaname, so the but the Gabi Seyo, so there's another reason. I mean the Gabi Dai of Seyo. There's another reason because it's in Imamesh. But let's say if there is perfume and that's not considered as in Imamesh, so then it would be Echtzitz. So it would be Echtzitz. Right. V'chein mishum nosei v'yesheichei toikatzov v'yodov tomid meluchlocheis b'dam einei chaitetz sh'reiv nei umne zu eino makpid. Seyo sh'tachas ha-tzipiren sh'oloi k'neged ha-bosor chaitetz k'neged ha-bosor eino chaitetz u'botzek sh'tachas ha-tzipiren afil k'neged ha-bosor chaitetz v'yizeh sh'al v'yizeh hu sh'oloi k'neged ha-bosor זה שהציפיר הנידף על הבוסו, ופי שנחיל שלך ומאן נדחו כנגד הבוסו, או שלא כנגדי, נועג ואנוש המליט על ציפוני ימי שסביר. אם יש לו נפח, אלא וצינפלטת, על מקים הציפירן, ונחילו לא ילחתך ולא ילחתת, אם נפוחו כל כך שאין עתיד שתחת הציפירן נראה, אין חיצץ, because then it's a mocking בלוע. דווקא בוציק שתחת הציפירן חיצץ, אבל הציפירן עצמו אין חיצצץ, ואפילו אם הוא יסוג די לו וימדס לחותך, ופירחס ועיוורס מכנגת הבוסו, אין חיצצץ. So I mean, in other words, if the nails are clean, so then it's not a chitze, no matter how long it is. True, it's not a proper thing, it's noag ha'anoshim little ha'tzapnaim, but unfortunately, so many women, like men, I mean, have no regard for the deen, so maybe it's author to make an issue over such things because it might be at the expense of an Issa Kores. if one makes an issue over these things. Alright, miu kol ze davke shein tzoyo, oi botik tachtov bisho shetomo, ומאחר דקבור נועה גוליתי לצופנאי, אפילו אם ציפרן אחס לשביות ובדוף לו, צריכו תבילה אחרס וחי נהדי. All right, I don't want to... We'll discuss that more on Friday. Now, tomorrow, so there is a whole team coming to inspect. So I would like to start the shiur very, very early. Very, very early, before 9:30. To make sure that the shiur will end before any member of the committee will come. So because of that, I would like that everybody should be available, for the shiur at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Now, you said at that time, at the end, we went over Sifchot, so I would say. I mean, this requires explanation, because there was no time. So let's start from Sifchot. Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches, Sifchot. דווקא בוטיק שתחס הציפרן חיציץ אבל הציפרן עצמו אינו חיצסטס. Why? Because the ציפרן that's attached to the goof, so that's no חציצה, it's part of the goof. ואפילו אם הוא יסובדי לו וימרס לחותך ופירחס ואיברס מחנגת הבוסו אינו חיצסטס. So the מחבר שיטי is, and that's the שיטי of most רשם, that even if it's technically cotates, so it's, but as long as it is attached to the goof, it's not a chitzeh. We don't say koloim it likotzes ki kotzes domek. So mele, it's not to be considered as attached to the goof because it's aimed to become detached. Mele, since it's not considered attached to the goof, and certainly water cannot come between the nail and the flesh of the finger of the toe, some mele it's a chitze. No, but because as long as it is attached, even though it ain't lechoteich, so it's considered as part of the goof. So mele it's not shayach to say chitze. All right. Now, just as you cannot say, in the middle, no water comes into the middle of the finger because that's part of the finger, you see. So here too, this is what the Mechaber says. Umiu, so the Rambam says, miu kol ze davke shein tzeyo ibotzik tachto bisho shetov. Then the Rambam says, umiachar dikvor noa gulitil hatzoponai, afilo im tziperen achas nisha viyodo, vitom lo tzricho tvila achertz. Tzricho tvila achertz. So the Rambam says, that since the minhag is to cut off the nails, he mentions noagu anoshim little tziponeyen bishastrile. So mimele, if she was tivelis without cutting off the nail, so then she requires another tefil. I mean that's the basis for the chumras by Hungarian rabbonim. And if it had been achshodorei nachname, we could be my machmia. But it's lo yachshodore, so mele there is no basis for being machm. So now let's see the taz and the shachan. Umachal dikvono agulite, ba'goi shavidure kosav biloshen ze, vimshocho v'loinot lo tziopono eneo, keidem tvile eina chitzetzis, uvilvad shelo yehi bisei chomtit. Umikol mokei, so the Rambam mentions agoi shavidure. Now he says, "Bagoy shaldure kosa veloshen ze v'imshoch rov not lo tziponero kedem tzvile." She did not conform to the minig hanoshim litil tziponeir. So it's enoch itzetes as long as it's clean. Uvilvad shelo yibisei chomti umikol mokim teiv hachmiya v'tid ve'pam beis mishum diefcher shelo tehei bisei chomti. I'll tell you. V'rashal. So in other words. So from the Lashon of the Sharidure, it's mashma that even though there is a minek by all the noshim to be ketzes the tziponayim, and if she didn't do it, as long as we know that there was no teeth, no filth beneath the nails, so then it's no chatzitz. V'rashal hetik mitshuvas maram bozeh, יונסו לטבילה כל שבנקס תחס עם רצונאו הקדם טבילה ואיש יום תתריצה או, אומר יחומי זל, בדבח איזה מחנה אומר יחומי זל כוסף שנראה לי אפילו אם בורי לו שלא היו שום צייה there is no fill beneath the nail תתבל פעם שיינס שאי כלמנדי סביר עלי שאי כלמנדי סביר עלי דימצי פייר הנעימד לקוציץ הוא חייציץ ולדומה לסערי סורש תראיב אנושי מן דאקון לקוציץ מה שאין כי בציפוניים סויסי אמין דת בזמן even בזמן הבח זה certainly אמין the women בזמן הבח were certainly very tznuis very much tznuis so they didn't have the practice that a married woman when she gets married so she has to cut off all the hair because he says ולדומה לסערי סורש תראיב אנושי מן דאקון לקוציץ מה שאין כי בציפוניים לכולם קייציצים So the Bach is a machin. In other words, so because there is one shita, it's a shita siyochit. There is one shita that we say, So now anything that a person is makpid, what does makpid mean? He is makpid to have it removed. So he is a chitzit. Now, so if the noshim, they are makpides, they are makpides to cut off the nails, so mimele, they are makpid, and since they are makpid, so it should be echzitze, but, except for that one shite. So, all the poskim say that it's not echzitze, but they are makpid. The answer is, when we cannot apply the concept of makpid, because we don't say koloimid likotis kikotis dome. If we say koloimid likotis kikotis dome, so that means that even before you cut off the nails, it's considered as if it is detached. And, but, bimtzies, it doesn't allow any water to come in. So mimele, it's a chitze. But if we don't say koloimid likotis kikotis dome, so it's part of the goof. So it's not shayach to say, no water comes in. In the middle of the finger, no water comes in. So no one will say it's echzitze. Because it's in the middle of the finger, why should water come in? Here too, it's like the middle, the nail. It's like the middle of the finger, it's attached to the goof. And it's immediately caught, it's but lach, it caught stuff. But that shite, there is a shitas yochid that we say, koloimid likotzitz kikotzitz dome, and the Bach is chishis for that shit, the Bach. So Mimele, he says, vatsiponayim, even if we are sure 100% that there is no filth, no teeth, nothing, but still since the minig is to cut off the nails, so because of that, if it doesn't, so Mimele, it's considered like kotzitz, and since no water comes in between the nail and the finger, so the mele tzachzit. Udvorf mui. Do kol aposkim kos vukam, de ene yele minik bealme, little hapetzenayim. Ve ene min adim. So in other words, the pshat in the taz is, even according to that shite, that koloimid likotzeitz kikotzeitz dome. Koloimid likotzeitz kikotzeitz dome. So since they are makpid to take off, to cut off the nail, so mimele, it's a dover makpid, so it's chaitzeitz. So even me with this chaitzeitz, midrabon. But he says, the Taz says no. Even if we assume that koloimid likotzeitz kikotzeitz dome. If we say koloimid likotzeitz ilav kikotzeitz dome, so then it's part of the goof. It's not shayach to say chitzitz. But assuming that koloimid likotzeitz kikotzeitz dome, so it's not part of the goof. And we mele, and we don't know water comes in, so mele it's chitzitz. Why? Because it's makpid. But since it's makpid because of chumres, not bimtzias they are makpid. Now, that kashi is raised by certain achayim. But I don't think that it's a kashi. Certain achayim raise the question, why do we say
זה טרוב. זה טרוב בין שני מקפיט. רוב בין שני מקפיט. So, רוב בין שני מקפיט. אם מדרעייצה איז נורך ציצה, איז נורך ציצה, סינס מדרבונון, איתיזך ציצה. Now, every Jew must conform to all the rabbonons. So, ממילא, איתש, וונס לחכומים הוא המסעקה, that רוב שאיני מקפיט איזך ציצה מדרבונון. So, ממילא, all Jews, או תברשי עסקינות, so, all Jews are מקפיט to cut off, I mean, to have it removed. I mean, even though they would, they are not makpid. But since with Rabbonon it's echtzitze, so they are makpid to take it off when they go to Tfile. So maybe it should be considered, once the Chachomim are misaking that Rav Sheini makpid is echtzitze, so maybe it should be echtzitze with Raise. So it should become, because of that Rabbonon, Rubei are makpid. But this is not the kasha, because whether it's considered makpid or not makpid is to be determined not from the point of view of Yira Shamayim, but whether being tzias they are makpid without Yira Shamayim. That's the pshat in makpid. So true, now that the Chachomim were misake, that rov she'eini makpid is also chetzis midrabonon, but only midrabonon it's chetzitze, even after the takone. Midraise it's no chetzitze, and we cannot say, but now everybody is makpit, anyone who goes tvile, and he has something that obstructs rob of the gul, so mele, he is makpit to take it off because of the rabonon. But he is makpit because of Yira Shamayim, not because bimtzies is sensitive, he or she is sensitive. So mele, that's not considered makpit. So mainly, even if we say that koloibigli kotzei tiki kotzes dome, so even if we say koloibigli kotzei tiki kotzes dome, so it's still not a chatzitze. Why? Because why is it aimed likotzeitz? Is it aimed likotzeitz because bimtzias is aimed likotzeitz? If it's aimed likotzeitz because people don't like to have big nails in a chanav, so then it would mean that it's makpit. But even if it's a makpit, but if lav kikotzes dome, so it's part of the group. But if we say kikotzes dome and people are neig to remove the nails because they don't like big nails, so mainly it's makpit. But the minhag is because no agah anoshim, so they are Yerei Shamayim, so mainly they want to conform to the minhag in Israel. But it's not that with machmas Yerei Shamayim they are makpid to have the nails removed, not because bintzias they are sensitive. So mainly that's not considered makpid. So the question is this. I mean, that could be the plain pshat in the taf, but there is one expression: udvor of muim do kol aposkim kosvu kam. והנה אלה מיניק בעלמי, ליטל הצופניים, והנה מן הדין. So, why does he have to emphasize the הנה אלה מיניק בעלמי? Even, according to what we said now, so even if there had been a תקונס חכומי, that he has to cut off the nails. So, ממילא, it should not be considered makpid. So the pshat could be, he just mentioned, they know not because it's only a minig, not a din. Even if it had been a din, it wouldn't be considered makpid. But if it had been a din, we would have to do it anyway, I mean, if it had been a din. So in other words, so then, if it had been a din, that before tvile, if there had been a takonis hachomim that for whatever reason, that before tvile, they must cut off the nails, so the mele would have to make another tvile because of that takonis. So he says, since there is no takon, and they only do it because of Yira Shamayim, because of Chumres, not that b'mtzias they are makpid, so b'meile it's not considered dovar makpid. And if it's not considered dovar makpid, so b'meile, even if we say kolayimid likotzeit kikotzes dome, so it should not be echtzit. Alright. V'nirali, the whole מה שמוצינו שצריכו ליטבל שיינס בשוך או ליטל ציפרן I mean, there are more paskins like that. So, Halne calls Manshel a Shimshel in Bailo, Pinu Shemister with Dom. Abu Imachas a Shimshel Niskeres, Niskeres in Lachmirolel, Ulatsriha Tvilo Shains, Kibu Shains el Humre Baum, Vafilu, Imen Yodu Alo Shel Hoyo Shom Titrice, the Mashma Magoye Sharidure, which was Maram de Lil, Shetriha Medina Tvilo Shains, Halne calls Manshel a Shimshel in Bailo. Abol loya hake. Why? But if it's not your dual law, so then there might have been a chitze, the tik, the tzeye, might have been a chitze. So he says, do I feel emotion tzeye midraise? He says, I'm not tzeye midraise in a chitze. So I feel emotion tzeye, so midraise in a chitze. The rube you mark me bin. Elul gezeret rabononi. Bim yuta mark me, kiris avish asimen, im kein, habi kan zvekit rabonon. Because the Eved, he says, when it's already Shimshon Bailo, and it's, so it's considered it's just a track already, because it will be considered, it will be embarrassing for her if she has to go Tvile again. So Mimele, even if it's not your dua, as to whether it was clean or not, but it's there is no Choshen in the Raise, because suppose there had been some Tzeye or Tit. So it's a miyuta makpit, miyuta makpit with rice in that chintz and rabonon. So many people can be telling the hockey that there was no tit. In Kenya we can say the rabonon. We call shtin li mashikosu b'sif yutches b'shim smag v'ratletam. Di dav ke tit hanik bar bino. Af al pishol in posfu b'shol el shokhanovuch la'alochen. We call no kin kam shek voshimsho. Vi efsher shihi b'sabro. Im bos lahachmir oleo b'tvila shenis. Atomeitzi laaz alisei avlad. I mean, that's a very strange expression. What kind of a laaz alisei avlad is there? So the Shach mentions laaz alabilo. But laaz alisei avlad, the benito is a vlad kosher. I mean, what kind of a laaz is there on the vlad? So, kibuch meshimotzino b'fere kame b'gitin, the Russian say, so we have to say that he doesn't mean slav dachti, he doesn't mean laaz alavlad, but he means it's just a euphemistic expression. But he means what the Shach says, Laaz al Abil. Kei uch mishotzinu fere kama di gitten loshen zev, im bosa lahachmi olev ato vitz Laaz al Boneo. So that is mentioned there, it means Laaz al Boneo. There it's gedavin shishish. But, so he mentioned there is a motion. Kei nirlan is daitit bohu, vishu vugadli, she godl echot, heishi vichuvek moshi vasati. That's the maramu lublin. That's the godl echot. That is, heishi vichuvek moshi vasati. Vichidn shen izbore liil, din tilas tzopnayim shel yisho eine yelo mitzar aminek sheach miro latzmo miro li dehod yise bimodcha yilchesnide vahagoe sharidure mibiei di mira tviloso bichila meyed nochein hadovo sheshifkoi veleskichovim tigalchem lo. So in other words, if the tvila is an chila meyed and chila meyed, so is also a simloche except of a ovud. So Mimele, so she should tell Enochri, say Goye, to cut off the nails. The Amirali with Kichovim Shvusi, of Mokin Mitzvah Ligozlo, even though it's not a real Mokin Mitzvah because it's only in Minei, but as far as Miloche and Chalameyed is concerned, so it's also considered as a Mokin Mitzvah. Vimele with Kichovim, suppose she does not have a Goye, if Enochri is not available, Tinaki a hate biti chakatasatsipera. Atkalish. I mean, this is what the Mordechai. Haine Dake, so the Ta says, the Mordechai has reference only to Chalameh. Avo Bisharis Yonte, Imira, Sheshocho, Vitila, Tziponayim, Luitemela, Vidin, Vereskechovim, Shetachtech, no. But if it is on Shabbos Yom Tov, so she should not tell in this contact law. Vichim shei mitzvah gmuro, binitila siponayim, do efshia biniko, niko tachto, by cleaning out the field, niko tachto mechud, lomo libate o baze, shvuz da amire levet kechovim, shvuz. In other words, it is a mitzvah and it's not a mitzvah, it's mashma. The Mordechai applies the union of Amir Linochri, Shvuz, we make a mitzvah, we go through. It got a chalameyed. So in other words, if it hadn't been a mitzvah, so even chalameyed, it's also. In other words, because if it's not a davar avud, so Meloch and chalameyed is also, even Amir Linochri, even al-bigoy, it's also. That we see from this Mordechai. So, but לגבי חלמי ידידיס כאן סדת המצווה, לגבי שבס ויום דבית מה אתם מצווים? We treat the מצווה, I mean, what's the difference whether it's חלמי יד or unless we say in חלמי יד we don't have to resort to מצווה because חלמי יד דובר שאין עובוד is also only מלוכי על ביעצמי של ישראל but not על בינוכי but the Mordechai doesn't say so so he resorts to מצווה so it's a מצווה, it's a מצווה so there are two kinds of mitzvahs. There is a mitzvah that one is mechuyev to do. That one is mechuyev to do. But if he does, and if he doesn't do, he has an aveira. But then there is another kind of a mitzvah, one is not mechuyev to do. But if he does it, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So apparently, since this is done as is yog, I mean it's a minek, but it's not just a minek. It's not just a minek like going tashlich. Going tashlich wouldn't even be considered as a mitzvah. Don't think for a moment that I have no regard for tashlich. It's a wonderful Jewish minhag, tashlich. But the Mordechai wouldn't be matir amir l'inochi because of that kind of minhag. Why? He's only matir a minhag that is based upon his yog. Let's say that like this minhag of cutting of the nails, so that's based upon his yog because sometimes there might be filth and you don't notice it, and it is a chitze, so because of that, so it's in Hebrew. So the daily Yisrael were money that they introduced the minhag that you should cut off the nails. So it's machmas yog. Now, in minhag, you see, there are two kinds of minhag. The Prichodosh has a whole discussion, the Prichodosh, before Ilches Pesach. So he has a whole discussion about minhag. Now, so the Gemara in Psochim says, in Mokim Shenoagu, Bnei Bishon Noagu, Shaloi, not to be mafli, be svino, be tzelitzim. So then they came and they asked the shayla, they felt the need of doing it, of sailing on a boat, I mean, Erev Shabbos. So, aviseichem kiblu, so al pitei shter asimach. So in other words, so there is a aloche, that if there is a minhag, so then it comes within the posik of shmabni musar obicho val pitei shter asimach. In Mechod as the Knesset Yisroel. And also the Gemara says in Nidorim, Dvorim HaMutorim V'Acherim Noag V'Yiseah, so it's in Edam V'Rabbalom. So Mimele, that is a mitzvah. Mashein Kein, so it is a mitzvah. But Derech Klal, to conform to the Minodim. But if a person will not conform to a minhag because of a certain isaiah, then he will not be mivateil. The altitish there as a mecho. If a person without any problems, without a hardship situation, so can conform to a minhag Yisroel that is based upon his yog, and he doesn't, so he's a chayte. He's even the posik of altitish there as a mecho. But here, altitish there as a mecho doesn't imply that one is mechuyev to comply with every minhag. Altidash Teres Imecho implies that he is mechuyev to have a regard for Minogi Yisroel that are based upon his yog. And if he doesn't have a regard for Minogi Yisroel that are based upon his yog, so then he's a chayte. He's a Altidash Teres Imecho. He abandons, he neglects the Teres Imecho, the Minogim of Knesset Yisroel. But suppose, now, for example, Rabbonim used to be matir in a hardship situation, they used to be matir kitnias and Pesach. Now kitnias is also based upon his yog. And still they used to be matir. How can they be matir? Aloche of altidish teres mecho? The answer is, altidish teres mecho doesn't imply that we are mechuyev to conform to each minek individual. Altidish teres mecho only implies an obligation that we have to have a regard for Minogi Israel. Now, if without a hardship situation, so he ignores Minogi Yisroel, that means that he is neitish teras imecho. But if he neglects it because of a hardship situation, let's say in the time of the First World War, so Arav Kook was matir kitnias. Because of that, so Rabbonim in America and in Israel, they are matir right now. Because Arav Kook was matter in the time of the First World War. But Arav Kook was matter because of a hardship situation, not as a general, as a flat header. So that means if we are matir in mine, because of the hardship situation, so we are not neitish terasimer. We are not neitish terasimer. But so mimele in this case, if she will neglect the minek of cutting off the nails, because Lotzer on Shabbos. So because of the Isser of cutting off nails on Shabbos, and even to tell a goye to do it. So it's a mele nochi. So mele, there is no avere of Al-Titishner Simer. So mele on Shabbos and on Yom Tev, so the woman who has to go to Tfile is not allowed to tell a goye to cut off the nails. Masheinkim b'chalameyet, so even if there is a mitzvah where he will not be a chayte if you neglect it under specific circumstances, but if you do it, you will be mikayim mitzvah of al titish nerasimecho. So mimele, so this kind of a mitzvah, so is also muter because of this kind of a mitzvah. In other words, a mitzvah kiyum is not a mitzvah kiyum. So it's also muter. But not on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there has to be a mitzvah that I am mechuyach to do it. But if I have no, in other words, if I don't do it, I am a chayte. So this is the distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov on one hand and chalameyet on another. Then he says, the chimshe mitzvah gmura mitzvah semanai, do efshar niko tachtom, lechut, lomo nivatu bo ze shvuz damir lechomim shvuzu. Visu. So then he says, "Do chumre do osaliko." Now here we have a terrific chiddush in the Taz, a very strange chiddush. She'afal pishever is chovim chiteches mikol mokem iso Yisraelis misayles lo al day shematalo es yodel uchiyu hoeis emelocha zu sheisura midraise b'shabes v'yonte uchayi shemotziu b'simen kupialev liyakov espeyeh shegamani kefchayev im ziyei abidomo shematet. So he says, now there is a loch, and Hakofes Pesach, that if, could someone please close the door? You see, there is a loch, Hakofes Pesach. And we got Yaakov Espeyes Azok, that Echod HaMaki veEchod HaNikev is Chayev. In other words, suppose somebody gives you a shave with a razor. So you don't do it, somebody else do it, does it. So Mimele, you are both Chayev. You are both Chayev. The one who does it, and the one who is given the shave. Echod HaMaki veEchod HaNikev. Mora says, Makis, it's only the Nikev, the one who gets the shave. So he's Misayeya. What does it mean Misayeya? Let's say he helps him. He holds on the hair or removes his chin. He helps him. He accommodates the Migaleach. But if he doesn't help him, then the Misgaleach is not high. The Misgaleach is not high. Now, so Mimele, he says, the same thing will be true. So the Taz mentions the Derivk Chiddush. It's a Chiddush in Hilchas Shabbos rather than in Hilchas Nideh or in Hilchas Gnila. So he says, the same thing would be true if someone will go in on Shabbos to a Gentile barber. Now, that's the Shaila. Suppose someone goes on Shabbos into a barber shop and he tells the goy, the barber, to give him a shave. He doesn't take any money. The barber knows him. He's a good friend of his. He doesn't have to carry money with him. He's, of course, it's osir, because the chola poches, it's an iser of amir linochi. But is he ever only an iser de rabbonon of amir linochi shmuz, or he is ever an iser reis? So on that point, there is a machleket between the Taz and Nikudes HaKese, the Shach. Here. According to the Nikudes HaKese, if a Jew goes into a barber shop on Shabbos and tells the Gentile barber to give him a shave or a haircut, so he's only even an Israel Rabbonon, even though the Jew keeps on moving his head to help the barber, I mean giving him a haircut, giving him a shave, so it's only an Israel Rabbonon. And according to the Taz, he's even an Israel Rabbonon. As if he had he had given himself a haircut. But if it is, so in other words, if let's say someone happens to sit on the barber chair and then the gentle barber so gives him a haircut and the Jew sits like a dummy, he doesn't move, he's not misaleya him in any way, then he's only a miser of Amir Lenochem. But if he keeps on moving his head to the right, to the left, to help the barber give him a haircut, so then he's misaleya, then he's Michal Shabbos. Then it's considered as if the Jew had himself cut his own hair. Why? So why? So if we say that when someone does a meloche on your goof, so then it's the mindset that is done on your goof is considered as if you did it yourself. Now the same question could arise, let's say you go to a dentist. A Gentile dentist, the shayla sometimes arises. Suppose one has a lot of pain in the tooth. So, but it's not pikuach nefesh. So can he go to a Gentile dentist, and the Gentile dentist, you know, will take out the tooth. So the question is, now, when a meloche is done on my goof by somebody else, so do we say that the maaseh that is done on my goof, so is attributed to me as if I did it because it's done on my goof, or not? So according to the Shach, there is no such a meloche. Even if the one on whose goof a meloche is done, is not misaleya, he is misaleya. In the fullest way, so misaleya will be mamesh, and misaleya is nothing, so memele, he's not considered as doing a meloche, so he's only in Israel, Amir Lenoch. And that content has, it depends. If the one who is misaleya, upon whose group the meloche is done, he acts like a dummy and he is not misaleya, then it's not attributed to the person on whose goof the meloche is done. But if he is misaleya, so then the meloche that is done on the goof of the person is attributed to the person on whose goof it is done. How do we go? Where does he get such a chidesh? So he gets it from the Gemara, the Taz gets it from the Gemara Makis. Because Gemara says, Echodam galach, ve'echodam misgaleach. Echodam galach, ve'echodam misgaleach. Chayev. But only Bamedwar Mamurim Kishzenia. But if he's not, he is not. So why? Because if the Mizgaleach is Misaleyah, then the Maise Giluach done by the Mizgaleach is attributed to the Mizgaleach. But if he's not Misaleyah, it's not attributed to the Mizgaleach. To the Mizgaleach. The Shach is Masikan. And I mean, I would say like the Shach, that it's most reasonable, like the Shach, not like the Taz. Because the plain pshat in the Gemara in Makis appears to be that as far as the love of Lisakipu Pasreishchem is concerned, or the love of Giluach Pesoreish is concerned, so the love applies to the Migaleach and to the Migaleach. In other words, when the Torah says Lisakipu Pasreishchem, so Paskon Kamis Galechu, so the Torah in effect says you're not allowed to be Migaleach Pes Rosh Pes Azotim, you're not allowed to be Mizgaleach Pes Rosh Pes Azotim. So even without Tziyua, the Mizgaleach of the Pes Rosh Pes Azotim is even allowed. But without Tziyua, he cannot get Malkes because it's Lashim B'Maise. He doesn't do anything. He's completely passive. But if he's not passive, if he helps the Migaleach, so then it's considered that the Avera is considered an Avera Sheyesh B'Maise. Sheyesh B'Maise. But the Lavi is Avera. The Mizgaleach is Avera even without Tziyua. But without Tziyua, there is no Malkes. If he is Misaleya, so then he becomes a Lav Sheyesh B'Maise. And he is Chayav Malkes. Now you ask, but why Monefshach? If the Lavi is Avera, even without Tziyua, so, but is without Tziyua, the Mizgaleach is not Chayav Malkes because it's Lav Sheyesh B'Maise. So even with the Tziyua, why should it become a Lav Sheyesh B'Maise? After all, the Lav does not consist in holding onto the hair. The Lav does not consist in holding onto the Pes Rosh. So the Lav consists in being Mizgaleach. The being Mizgaleach is a passive act. It's not an active act. The answer is, we see from the Rambam and from many Rishonim, that that in any case where the violation of a law involves a maise, even though the maise is not the essence of the avera, but as long as it involves a maise, so it's considered lapshei the maise legal. For example, the Rambam says that if one keeps chometz in his possession on Pesach, he is not chayav malkis. Why? Because it's lapshei the maise. Except if hechmitz biyodayim on Pesach or kono chometz on Pesach. If he goes to a goy, to a goy or to a Jew, it doesn't make a difference. And the buys, even if they're Jew, even though, I mean, chometz is also banoyim, but regarding that, it's considered that he bought it from someone who had the authority to sell. So if he goes to someone, to a goy or to a Jew, and he buys chometz on Pesach, so then the kene is chayiv malkis for baliroi balimotze, because then it's lav sheyesh b'maise. If we were to assume that lav sheyesh b'maise means that the maise is the essence, the maise that is done is the essence, constitutes the essence of the avere. So here the essence of the avere does not consist in buying. The essence of the avere consists in owning chometz. But by buying, by giving the money and making the mishiche or agboye in the chometz, he becomes the owner and the possessor of the chometz. But the avera does not consist in the maise. The maise is only a means towards the ownership of the chometz. Still is chayav malkes. So we see from this Rambam that lav sheim b'maise. Lav sheyesh b'maise, lekin olav doesn't mean only if the maise constitutes the essence of the avera. Even if it doesn't constitute the essence of the avera, as long as it's done in such a way that it involves the maise, even though it's a means towards the formation of the circumstances that culminate in the iser. As for example here, when he buys the chometz, so that culminates into the ownership of chometz, but the ownership itself is a passive act, so it's considered lav sheyesh b'maise. So b'meila here too, the aveira consists of being mizgaleach is a passive act, but if it is coupled with the maise, even the what kind of a maise, holding down the hair or moving the head and so on, so b'meila is considered lav sheyesh b'maise. But that's only shayach ligabe gluach pesa roch and pesa zon. Where the Aveira, the Mizgaleach, is even love, the Mizgaleach is... Where the Aveira, the Mizgaleach, is even love, the Mizgaleach is even without you. But without you, I still have shame in my say. With you, I become the love shame in my say. Mashenke, ligabe shabbat. So that they, so that if he's not Mishayeah, so the Jew gets a haircut or a shave from the goy on Shabbat, he is not doing anything. So just because he holds on the hair and he moves his head, that's not Meroche. So we see that the Taz Shite is, the Taz, the reason is why the Taz mentioned that the Morin Maket as the riot to his disorder is because he has a different pshat in the Echod Amit. Not that when the Torah says Mitzakifu Parveshchem, the Torah in effect says you're not allowed to be Mitzaleach, you're not allowed to be Mitzaleach. No, there too, when the Torah says Mitzakifu, so the Torah utters only the Maisach of it. You're not allowed to be Mitzaleach, to do the Maisach. But to be Mitzaleach, that is not implicit in the law of Mitzakifu Parveshchem. But so in any way, the Mitzaleach is like a dummy, and he doesn't do anything, he's not even an Isa. It's not only that he's part of Moses, he's not doing anything. Because the Avera consists in the Maisach, okay, in the Maisach. The Mizgaleach does not do the Maisach, but if the Mizgaleach helps the Mizgaleach, and that Meroche is done on the group of the Mizgaleach,
denn der meistige Luach, that is done on the goof of the Megaleach, is attributed to the Megaleach. Because it's done on the meistige Luach. But suppose, let's say, a doctor performs an operation, and I mean, there is no Pekach Nefesh upon a person, and then a nurse hands him all kinds of tools. So that the Yua is nothing, that the Yua. So we say, yeah, yeah, mamish, because it's not done on her goof. But hey, okay, when it's done on the goof of the person, and the one on whose goof the meloche is done, so is misayeya, so then the mindset is attributed to him. Now, actually, there seems to be a machlekes, according to the Mishneh, so there is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raimes, as to the pshat of echod amgaleach, echod amizgaleach. First of all, there is, you know, the Rambam, the whole of Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mir HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has before the Hazocha too. I mean, in a brief form. So he has his whole Mir HaMitzvahs. He has his own Mir HaMitzvahs. I mean, it's interesting, it's remarkable. Because after all, I mean, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the big Sefer HaMitzvahs, he didn't write at the same time that he wrote the Hazocha. So there is a number of years intervened, you know, between the writing of the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the writing of the Yonah Hazoko, and still there is no, I mean, difference between the Mir HaMitzvah, the short Mir HaMitzvah before the Yonah Hazoko and the big Mir HaMitzvah. But the only difference is that on the big Sefer HaMitzvah we don't have the Asoges HaRaileh, whereas on the small Sefer HaMitzvah we have the Asoges HaRaileh. That's the only difference. Now, so the Rambam says here, Mitzvah Memgimu, Loises Memgimu. So he says, Shaloi lehakifoi, shaloi lehakif, piasrei shtikumri avidat lichovim, shenema avrei sakifu pasrei. Asoges HaRaileh, Asoges HaRaileh. And then another laugh. And we must read the last edition. So in other words, the Raileh Asoge and the Rambam is, why does the Rambam mention only one laugh? Oh, I mean, only one love, it should be mentioned as two love, two separate loves. One love against the Maki, one love against the Mashri, the Migaleach, and one love against the Miki. So, according to the Raileh, they have to be listed as two separate loves. So, the Ketet Mishneh says, and the Rambam, that the Shittas Rambam is, that the reason is why it's not mentioned as two separate lavim, because there is only one mitzvah. Not to be a makif. But the reason as to why the mikif is also chayev, so because if it's misayeya, so then the mikif becomes a makif. That's what the Ketet Mishneh says. The mikif becomes a makif. Only if it's misayeya, it becomes a makif. But if it's not misayeya, if it's completely passive, he doesn't become a makif. But he said, so in other words, if he's not misayeya, according to the Mishneh, that's the Rambam, then the Nikev doesn't, he's not able or anything. According to the Raiveh, the Nikev is there anyway, even if he's not misayeya, it's a separate love. Because since the Torah says, well, it's a kifl or shirami. So that means, so it is just that the Torah says, lo itzaki, lo itzi a Nikev. That's the pshat in lo itzaki kifl or shirami. So it's not always, so it's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raiveh. So of course, according to what the Tase certainly has no basis according to the Shite of the Raiveh. Because according to the Shite of the Raiveh, the only reason as to why the Nikev, the Migaleach is Chayef when he's Nisayeya is because he's Eivei Adalav anyway, he's without Yua. But, well, Al-Yidei Siyua, so he becomes Lav Shei Zemayim. But even according, but what the Tase can be said according to the Rambam Shita. But we don't have to say it according to the Rambam Shita. In other words, what the Shach says could be true even according to the Rambam. Because true, the Ketet Mishneh Pshat in the Rambam is that without Yua, so the Nikev is not there anything, but it could be that only regarding Hakof HaSpeis HaRosh, where it's not in Isa Melochet. Then we say, the Hakofi is done on the group of the Nike, and the Nike is the Sayyidah, then it's attributed to him. Mashenke in the Gabi Shabbos, where essentially it's an Isa Meloche, so we could say, as long as he doesn't do it, even though he's done on his group, but he's not an Isa Meloche, an Isa Meloche is. Sabin der Reibet, the Schach schiete, den Kuta Kedef schiete, kude Kod in der Rambam. But the Taz schiete, could only a Kod with the Rambam, but certainly not with the Reibet. All right, now let's see. So he said, Visudu Chumre Dosa Mikule, Shavon Pishe Vene Sichon Mikhet Echet, Mikomo Kemeitzi Yisraelis Misayelo, Al Dishe Matalo Es Yabel, Uchiyu Eisem Locha Zu Shatsur Med Reise Bisham Ene Yonke, Uchayi Shematzino Bisim En Kutti Alet, Vene Akot Atzteye, Shigal Ani Kefraye, Im Tiyi Abidolo Shemate, Atz Meilo Vaki, Vize Yef Shal Yishomen Menu, Kishetani Achlachte Chatsiponai Vene Sichon, Bili Atoan, Hayisraelis Es Yabel Eleo. It's impossible, I mean, that she should manage not to be Misayeya. They lay ma, they know haname, shall it teach about the sheet, kira kim sham yontev, they may, so gam the chilame, the tira yalda shit naki ati panayim, the loma yika bisham yontev. Me ein oi ne tichom de chilame, el o doba bo, the bisham yontev, we titachtim al ne tichom, el o tinach kum heite in tintel, the leach, the leach mil de moat chaylachti al ne tichom, el o bichilame, the boi yikiru, ati mechat chom de atmo, we oche kainu lon de rechayim, sinem tuk chilame beis, it was mitzvah in the kulaube. Elo da mod chai shu talmid maram, di ech mir, di osa lachter at the pan bechla meyed, kim al di vel kichodim, kwa shikot bishyose shom, al kin hutzrach lichat chom al di vel kichodim, lisviros. Uri mai di kainu am bishim tof, kwa me bei shom lahatir, chitchim bechla meyed beli shinu, uri shabe viyonte, lo iti chatchim klav, elo di nadjer eitom heitei, kei nira li bo, ויואים צימי ששוגג בזה וציבו לאחתר ויונטה ועודים וצחובים ולקים ונחיל. So then he says, that actually I'll be in according to the psak of the Ramon in Luchas Yonte and Luchas Chalameyes. So the mayor there is no leader there, even for the Israelis themselves or because of the mayor, because it's Eich Hameyes. And we got a haircut, so there is a special takonesh where you got to be on the fish in the noodle. But that takone of the kone in Galken Muez is only applies to the haircut, but it doesn't apply to the cutting off of the thing. That's something else. I mean, but anyway, so the Taz Chiddush is that the Aloch in Zihi Achayet has relevance to Shabbos. Now, so as I said, this only has the basis of the Kodesh Rambam. But if the Kodesh Rambam is not Muchach by the Taz. Now, however, there is a Roshni in the Chidushi of Ritva and Makis, where the Chidushi of Ritva and Makis in one Roshni applies the Taz Lombes of Sinua Ligabim Lochayon. Ligabim Lochayon. One Roshni in the Ritva, in Makis. Alright, now let's see what the Mishkuri Taketu says. The last line in Kuleta Keset here. Simen Kutsal Ches, Pita, Siv Kot Mechopal. With one of Tmuin, Ayin Bishim Sekeyen Siv Kot Mechopal, Ve Koshen Mide. Gamashe Hugat Lo Yishigot Lo Echot, Ve Yishim Bichuve Kitbo, Ve Yishigot Lo Maramme with Tmuin. Ufo Yisak Shiolo Bishim Sekeyen. Shom, Shom, Gamashe Posak Ve Bishabe Siv Lo Shein, Ve Asuro Lo Achtech Hatsuteren, Ve Siyem Ve Ronisi Mi Sheshoka Kode, Ve Tzivo, Lachtir, Ve Yim Tiyom Tero Yichodim, זה שהעיר, זה שח יתחיל כאן יוחד. He says, the one who passed me that way, that the civil actor, the young people, the Rishonim, so the Taz says, no, because then it will be a mitzvah melocha ba'atzme. So he says, the שח says, זה שהעיר את תבר, וכמי שרואה, ומה שכותב יחיד ומצייה, הווה כי הוא מיתם מלוכה שעצור הפישה בציונטה, דום יחיד כפיור סמיקופי, הווה, תוהי ביטר, חוד לדעתי מלוכות חום דיכוי, הוא עצמי, רק כאן יצחד רעי, וריבן פוסט. So then that involves another child. He says, the Shach, the Taz says that if you tell it going to cut off the nails, on Shabbos, you are in the house Shabbos drive. Because you are saying, yeah, so then it's a tribute. So then he says, so the Shach says that you are not, even if in Israel will cut off the nails and see them with a killer, he will not be able to lock any for the right. Why? So on that, there is, again, a machlekes b'sheni. Takes the shita is that in view of the fact that we pass like a shimen, first of all, I mean, there are some of the shenis who don't pass like a shimen. The Rambam passes like a midah, that the loch ha-shein is tzrich ha-ligufo, that the loch ha-shein is tzrich ha-ligufo is chayim. But most Rishonim pasuk like Rav Shimon that Melacha Shem Tzricha Legufo is Poter. So Teisa says, according to Rav Shimon, that Melacha Shem Tzricha Legufo is Poter. So when one cuts off nails or when he cuts off his hair, it's Melacha Shem Tzricha Legufo. He's Poter, because he doesn't need the hair, unless he wants to use the hair to make a wig out of that hair. Then it will be Melacha Shem Tzricha Legufo, according to Teisa too. But he's not interested in making something out of the hair. He's going to throw away the hair. So then it's Melacha Shem Tzricha Legufo. The Rivosh in the Tshuva says that if one cuts off the hair on Shabbos, so, or the nails, Liyapis is Atmei, that's considered Melacha Tzricha Legufo. If he does it, Liyapis is Atmei. If he does it, Liyapis is Atmei. If, let's say, somebody will cut off the nail because the nail is rubbed against the finger and because of that, so you cut off the nail, then even the Rivosh will agree to Melacha Shem Tzricha Legufo. But in the case where one cuts off the nail because Liyapis is Atmei, because it looks nicer without nails, then it's Melacha Shem Tzricha Legufo. So anyway, what the Shach says here, Toi Vitalte, Chode Vapilu, Ki Chot Chom Lichli, Hu Atmei. Lek kami sura de raitu ala poski. Why? Because it's in Locha Shem Tzricha Legufo, that's only true a little taste shite, but not, it's not true according to the Rivosh. Because you not want the other, you could have like it to the raitu. Because then there is certainly no it to the raitu, if one cuts off the nails with his hand, וכם שבוי הרי דחם ושייך מסייה, תדעת כבעקופה, דרך דמקי דרך דמיקי ממשמע. So in other words, let's derive it says, so he's able to eat there even without him. וכי כשרה שלו אין הרי, ישמינו לקרוא לכם, יצעקיפו ויצמיח להקי. For ממש את לושן it's משמע like derive it. That the reason is why the Torah mentions it, expresses it in Russian rabbin, because the Torah has reference to two individuals, to Imakir and Tenis, אם אמר נאפתי משה רבי משמע דעתכי אב רחמונה, מיקר ומאקי, אז כמו שני, אל בין שאני אפות המשמע אבוה של מייטה, ושאני אהיה חייב, וכי זה בשעת אותו, אבל בשעון הזורת, בשעי חונים על החייב, משום, משום מסייה, מסייה את הממש, ואחי צורת את זה המצמיח, וכבי ביצת מסייה את הממש, וישבת, ומוסר אפילו לחתחילה, והוא מוסכם מכל הפייסקי, ואם כן, אם דימשמע מהפויסקים והקופונים, מצווה יביטו את הפניים, ומי שחצבת באמיר לקוסי שבוס, ומקניצו לגוזר וכל שכונים בעשרי ואין, ודהים שהבאיתי בפסיקיין, דעתיקי למעקב ודינה, הספשיטה דהבת למוחי מצווה, ומוטלים על המשכובים, דעפילוני תלעת מהפיפונאים, לקה כמה שורה ברייסה, לפרק המקלי, אמרנו כבר עונה, אני חשבון את מחבני, לקה אל השבוס, שלא תחויו רבון מאפילו עצמי לכל השבוס, וכן כותו הפוסטים חרבו לביזור שכונו וברכיים, שין חופכי סיפור מדלת, ומה שכותו שם אם לא יפירסו הוא בו ביד פוטר אבל לא עושה, בכלי חייב חטות, או עדים לא יפירסו כלל ביד פוטר, וכנים לו חמישה, אלו בשביל דינוק זה בראי שפירסו הוא בו מותר חתחילה, לא קטנם דיסי פלו יפירסו הוא בו, הנה אנו עשו עצמינות, ואפילו פירסו מקצוסון, איסור המיליקר דכלי חייב חטות, ואם כמשפיר, יהיה שלם עלי לסיכונים שנקרא טיפי נריון או איבישים או איבישים או כאילו יחבא דמוקי מצווה ואפילו הוא סונן רואה so the shach is not matria right here at this moment he is not matria to tell a goye to cut off the nail with a clue why? Because even though it's a mokin mitzvah because we most Christians say that Amir Linoche is mute of the mokin mitzvah only in a shvus but in the mokin mitzvah even the mokin mitzvah Amir Linoche is not there only the Balayito shite is that Amir Linoche is mute of the mokin mitzvah even the mokin mitzvah most Christians are not matter there are more is matter the mokin if it is mitzvah and the Tiragono in how the situation both together then is matter Amir Linoche even the Melacha D'Oraisa so the Mele to tell the Goye to cut off the nails with scissors that would be Amir Linoche in Melacha D'Oraisa in Melacha D'Oraisa even though the Shach himself took it for granted that even with the Kele it's not in Melacha D'Oraisa because we passed for like Shachim and the Melacha D'Oraisa is spot there but seems that the Rabbonon is based upon Malacha Shemitzrich Lugufo, but the Malacha itself is a Malacha Deraita, except that in this particular situation, it's not the Malacha Deraita because the Malacha Shemitzrich Lugufo is Potter. But the Rabbonon of Malacha Shemitzrich Lugufo is more homo than other Rabbonon. So even though Amir Lenoche is Muta Malacha Mitzvah Mishvus, so that's only a shvus where the melacha itself is in the rabbanon. Let's say to tell a goy to carry, let's say, a challah. He doesn't have a challah to eat through the Shabbos. So he tells the goy to bring it to him through the carmelis. So then the toy in the carmelis is only from the rabbanon. Mashaikin to tell a goy to cut up the nails where the melacha gaze is in melacha raisa. Only thing is, he is not interested in keeping the nails themselves, he'll throw away the nails. So maybe it could be Melocha Shemitzrich Lugufo. But the Melocha is the Melocha that I say, it's not something that I say because of the special circumstances under which the Melocha is done. So that's more humble, inasmuch as the Melocha is the Melocha that I say. So that's why he says that first, the King Shafa Yeshleim Ali Mishchobim, in King Shafa Yeshleim Ali Mishchobim, Sheyitel Atzipayan, Beyond of Vibishin of Kibin Ha'am Mokimitzeh, Vafilubim, So he eat lots of peyron. So far he says he eat lots of peyron beyond the Mishino. Then he says the afil b'chlif. So at first the shach says only beyond that the goyah should do it beyond the yodel, but not the keren. Why? Because there is a shite that milochos that amil enochi in milocha the raise. Melocha Shemitzrich Lugufo he does, the Mokimit. But then, there is another shite, that it doesn't make a difference whether it's Osam, it's Mutam Deraise, on account of the fact that the Melocha itself is only Melocha Deraboron, or because it's Melocha Shemitzrich Lugufo. So then he says in the second Moshe, Va'afiru v'chuyo yirmira le'hatiya, that things is called to say Kamatiya, that Matushin Matiya, or the Kramiude, that Melocha Shemitzrich Lugufo is Chayet, Masha'inikin, according to Rav Shimon, Melocha Shemitzrich Lugufo is Potter, so he is in case of Yechli, he is Potter. In case of Ramban, who shall post him, post him, Rav Shimon, Melocha Shemitzrich Lugufo Potter, who can be a Baram, to a Kamatmiya, the Rinkos Baram Magi, to a Kamat Bukha Shabbos, she that Saraz Melachim, and Melocha Shemitzrich Lugufo, the Kach Kosvati, to a Kamat Shabbos, and Matu Kosav, בסימן שזדיים ושור שרוצים מעצום שרוצים לפוטר ואני מקרב שימן חניסים משעת של שמונה שרוצים ותמיר לי עמי פוסק בסימן שיר חופכס בכלי חייב חטוס וגם על השוכנו וחושב בסימן שיר תזדיים אין בדעת התור ודעת הרמב״ם ובסימן שיר חופכס so some the khul so nay he did that too that the bomb that we pass like a shimo or the khul go for spotter who is in shin khof khay so some the khayf khatos vi So he said, so the plain terrace and this kache by the ship and the kutakes is used because the avishen you are here, can they say, like the rivosh, for example, and he holds that whenever you do, you cut off the nails or you take a, or you cut the hair, liapis, that also comes in a tzricha lugufo because he is interested in the cutting off of the hair, of the nails, the yipu consists in the cutting off. So it's more a tzricha lugufo. So he says, but he doesn't like that. He says, we say Haklaima, the Hilkal Ateis, she calls with Rav Shimon Sopnai in Potter. The Dibra Ateis is brewing the Ateich on the Chaiwam, and it's not such a double portion, but he agrees with Ateis. We say Samir Aleima, the Vesina Shim Chofres, we might have Locha Shim Tzril Gufo, we didn't go to it, we not even have a Yitzor Chlas Sopnai in Atmo. So that's the Haklaima, he says that the two and the Mechaber, they both say that when one cuts off the nails, he's Chayir Chatos, so they had reference to a situation where he's interested in keeping the hair. Actually, he wants to make a wig out of the hair. What can he make out of nails? I don't know, but I suppose that there can be a use in nails too. All right, so he says. Nach kimi khel tsog vas fun aym atmon, vol am loch af in khuy pot ab lota, vi kam lavo khish pot din, dat lo am loch gmuge mut ale noy tsu khob im ken tsedet balay khoshite, u khol bu ba ram tsu tsog vas ge nime va goy shokh no ve khay tsu ge shaym mo, im kin hokh ave tate ma yute, ale kim de af shlit lo boy khuy ni vo no khol bu di, ab o shloy bi khuy, hat do va poshu, di mute a vi lez din tsog vas. Na goy tsu do va poshu tam i that to tell it goy to cut off the nails beyond, so there is no shadow about that. Why? Because he has no doubt he has no doubt that the Shach, that the Halacha of Yiyah Chayev, has no application to Melacha Shabbos. But there is one Lashon, in the Chiddush of Yitro and Makkeh, that mentions that Legabi Melacha Shabbos, Melacha Shabbos, Melacha Shabbos, they're the same thing. All right, now, Tzipeh and Hamdol Delet. Now the next, that now we want to know that the Shach, or we have to go with Shach. Tzipchotem. Tzipchotem Acher. באמס חומר זו למיצר בשום פי. ביד הרבה מהמישנה והרבה פוסקים אותו ומחב למיר הנבויה לכל שהסיפר הנוקי בבד הינכי. אבל הגוי שם איתו רכות הסיפי פרחתי. ויתרינו ויתרינו שני משום דייף שעשו יהי בספטי. ועל כל 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 הרב ולא יגלו רחתי. ביקוס את מרם יוידווין בשיר הסימן ביאלף יחיד משאים זה מבין אלו מחומר נירו לשלו יחמירו לשנינצו ששוחו תפירן. איך עוד מיד אחר עצבי לקדם שלונו יזבאלה. So there is no hardship situation. I will remote them. Kim Abu Mocho or in Rola Achmir, so he takes your eyes out of the loss. So he uses the loss in Nata or Ben. But we have to say that the Taz also means the same thing. But people in Lonnie Dakko with Bailo, Isa Lailo, Hadoba Mechoya, because since it's Lono in Bailo, even Lonnie is on Bailo, so it will be embarrassing for her. So it's a hardship situation. So mainly we don't have to be Machmir. ואיזה הדור המחויה ולמצור תפילה אחרת אם לא נמצא שום ליחו תחת ועד כאן לשם מי הוא בעריימת? מוצוס וזה לא שאין צריכו לך תלך ציפון ציפון יודעו ברגלו וכיו דעשידו ליטלון חי כעס Now, so that's the cheapest yoke that holds, that's the right cheapest that כל הילד ויקוצים because he's done Now, still, the Taz The Taz was massive against the Bach. Now, but the Ravid, don't say that. The Ravid says, Sricho lachte in Avonelis, Bechidin di Asido Litlon Chaitat. I mean, it's not that the Taz is contrary. It's contrary to the Ravid. But the Ravid does not have reference, you see. The Taz and the Ravid discuss two separate situations. The Ravid discusses discusses the situation, let's say, where she has big nails. So Mimele, it was the derech of the women in the time of the Ravid not to cultivate big nails. So Mimele, it's considered for the Ravid, but all the other Rishonim hold that Hoimit because it's alive because it's done. So even though she's makpi to cut off the nail, so we can't apply the aloche of miuta makpi. That is chaytei, because it's still mechubah to the group, so it's part of the group. So even though it's machu, but the Ravid chaytei is that kolayim is lekotei, tiki kotei zomei. So mainly it's not considered mechubah, even before she cut them off. And in view of the fact that it is the asino litlon, so it doesn't mean asino litlon because of Yerushalayim, no agohanoshim little tziponeihem. The Ravid has reference to a case where she has big nails, and the derech of the women was not to keep big nails, but he just happened to have a big nail. So the melee, or even if this woman doesn't mind having big nails, but since most women are makpi to cut off the nails, because they are sensitive to big nails, so the melee is a miuta makpi and tzreitet. Masha in case, here we are dealing with a tzipeiren mak that is very big. But the meaning is that it should be coextensive with the flesh of the finger or the top. So the male is, but if it overlaps, if it overlaps the flesh of the finger, you have to. So that kind of expander is expander that is based upon your shamayim. It's not a natural sensitivity. So that's not considered magdi. So the reality, Leo Baraive, Motosi is only saying it's three of the people you're there or like, well, you're hitting that little week long. חייטש, עד כאן לשם, וזה כאין מה שקוצב הרב, ומאחר בקרונו הגובית על הצופניים, יצריך הצביל האחר. משמע דיפיים אליו משום יפשר, שאולי מי שעתי תחת הסיפרן, אלו משום דעסיפרן עד מחצת. וכן קוצב הבך, דמיר עלי, ואפילו בור לי שלא יהיו שום טיפ, כלל יש לאחר, שטיפנו פעם שני, שאיקר למדו אומר, אם הסיפרן אין לי בקרצי חייטש. עד כמה שאלה, ואם כן, צורך חיום בפסק זה של פוסק מרם מורדים, על כל כך נראה, תהיה חדי אפשר, מולאר זה בליבה, אפילו לא ימות לאב למוחו, יש מולאר זה בליבה. וחיבדו מלי שחילי אגי מהירי, אבל היכה דולייב שאין להכניע, כאילו שוב עלינו. So we see, I mean, that there is a makut, the shach is chelik ha-metat. And it's a clear, I mean, and the shach assumes that they call me to the raivet. They call me to the raivet, so even in this case, she has to go to feel again. But in this case, we are not dealing with a natural sensitivity towards the nails, but only because they say they are an account of the chumre. So it appears that the shach, he's chilek on the Taz. I mean, it seems to me that the Taz is learning his father. But it appears that the Shach holds that he doesn't make any difference in what the Kpeide is grounded. Whether the Kpeide is grounded in the natural sensitivity, because he can't stand big nails, or because it's grounded in Yer Shammai. Now, so as long as they are mappy. Now, so then you left, so then the kasha that is raised by some achrayim is a strong kasha. So why do we say that Ruben Sheini mappy? So Midrashim and all the Sheini mention it, that even now, if there is a rov that is in a mappy, so it's only a chitin rabbono Midrashim, it's not a chitin. So mainly because of that, in the case of his topic, so he can be major, Rishani mentioned it. But the kasha is, once the Chachomim were mistaken, that Ruben Sheini Makpi is the Chvitze, so every Yisrael kosher and every Yishok Sheiro, so his Makpi is there to remove. So the Mele, it should become, once the Chachomim is a being, the Mele Dakone, that Reb Sheini Makpi is Chvitze, so it should become Midrashim Chvitze. So we said, that Makpid means if there is a natural sensitivity, not if it is Makpid because of Yer Shammai. But, so that's the floor of the Taz. But how about the Shach? So we have to say that the Shach distinguishes now between the Raisidike comes Haloche of Makpid and the Rabbonimike Haloche of Makpid. Now, Mid Raise, in order to be a Chvitze, it has to absorb the Rov Agus, and has to be Makpid. So insofar as the Raisa are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is Rov, it has to absorb Rov Agus. The second prerequisite is it has to be Makpid, it has to be sensitive. So in regard to the Raisa of the Aloche of Kpeide means only if he's Makpid because of a natural Kpeide, because of a natural sensitivity. Not because of a Kpeide that is grounded in Yer Shammai. But then the Chachomim were misaki. The Chachomim were misaki. That Kpeide itself is chetei. Even in the Miut. So the Kodesh the Shach, Midrabonon, any Kpeide constitutes a chetei. Any Kpeide constitutes a chetei. Even if the Kpeide is grounded in Din, in Yer Shammai. But in regard to the Aloche that Kpeide is coming with the Chitzel with the Raise, if it's Rov, if it's together with Rov, they are only if there is a natural Kpeide, not a Kpeide that is grounded in Yer Shammai. We have to say that. All right. Now, Sifra Pallet, Tipeiran Amdobelet, Tipeiran Amdobelet, Shepirsha Miuto Chitzetet, Pirsha Rubo Aina Chitzetet. Now, here there is, so they all raise the question again. Then the next thing is, Eva Ruposa Ram Dodorim Chesim, Abo Yadome So Yaseret, Eva Ruposorim Eno Chesim, Eno Chesim. So all the litigators raise the question, first of all, two questions. First of all, why is there a difference between Mirsham Yehuto So it's Chesim? In other words, he became Muslim, only Mir became Muslim, Torah, and the whole, the major part of the nail is still attached. It's still attached. So then it is a chit. But if the major part was detached and the nail is attached, so then it's not a chit. The question is, why is there enough in there? For the same reason, now that we say that Pirsho Miuto is chit. Pirsho Miuto is chit. So the nail the peer the moon is recessed, so peer the rubber should also be recessed. What's the difference? That's one thing. Then we say, Eva Rubosa Ramdodorin is recessed. So that means, even if peer the rubber is recessed. So what's the difference between a Teteren and Eva Rubosa Ramdodorin? So two cars. Now we see the task. We see problem. Teteren Ramdodorin is a bit of the time of the double. My time is to sit in the new theater and draw. Um der Kach nicht nach dem Vorhin, die Meirer Chinesi in der Dovach sieht, der Aleich am Dich. But what is that really? When we say that the Mutter ich hei sei, so then only if there is something on that list. Oh, I said that list, I shouldn't mention it. So the same thing would apply to a case of Ruber. La mort precosa, u biciose di dir. Rube chisete, daft ke Rube. Now what does it mean, Rube chisete? That means Rube chisete, in other words, is the rov remains. That's what it means. You have more precautions in the rube, in other words, if the rov remains at hand. So he said, the same thing, that's the rube. The rube he calls, avu miute in a chesed. Tim di menes vifre, he took, uch vo, hifri lo vifre, that's how we say, when you come back and we see Hashem Adayim, when we have to say, it's a new talifah, Adayim, it's a new chesed rube. We saw, my shne meiv ramdun, with the second cash. My shne meiv ramdun, when it's a chotir, the other thing. Avu miute chesed rube. So umir chomizah, the bach, has reference only the second cash. That's the distinction between Eva and Bosaram to Dolin. So it's created even Pirish Rubo and the Peren, that Pirish Rubo in Rebbe. So as far as the second cash is concerned, the Bach says, they can tell me there, if it's only Chumel and Chafre. You see, so the Peren Amidul to Pirish Rubo, so you don't need a professional, an expert, to cut it off completely. Anyone can do it. It's not a big job. So the Mele, it's in Rebbe. But they were a boss, so you need a professional, so the male, it's great. Alright. So we still come to the chat, we die to the lucky, we say, save in the chat. The question is, the main question is whether in the chat is the chat or not, or not the chat or not. Whether it's in the chat or the professional, or in the chat or the anybody, so it doesn't make any difference. But neither one is died to the forage. So the task says a very simple explanation. The vada yech tite ba meshe nis bakadayim. So in other words, whatever remains attached, it's not shy to say that it's a chesed. Why chesed is why? Because no water can come in between the roots of the tepirim that is still attached and the flesh. So no water can come in the middle of the finger. So as long as it is attached, so it's part of the goof. But in the day, it's a whole big one. When can the bich titte al achilik hanifresh, the detached part? So let's say, if it's part of the nail, it is detached, and let's say, if water cannot come in, even in the detached part of the nail, then it's a titte. But in the attached part of the nail, so the fact that water can come in is no chiton. Al achilik hanifresh amrinotim, rube kayom, umiyute nizdak, nitsa demokim asedek tzaru, it's a question of the tzir. Because if a mute is detached, so there is a very narrow slit and opening. So the male water cannot come into that narrow slit and opening where it's detached. So that's why it's detached. But if it pierces a rubo, so then there is a wide opening, a wide slit between the nail and the flesh of the finger. So the male water can come in. If water can come in, so it's not a chit. Die Gruppe kann mit dem Wissen nicht immer ganz direkt sagen, wenn er meine Kinder war, wenn ich das Zellig. Was ich hier nicht als Zulie, nicht, dass ich mich frage, was ich mache, ich kriege mir meine Mobbe schon. Warum mit dir als mein? So, warum mit dir als mein? In other words, so, it's not that we say that water will certainly come in. It's not that water will certainly come in. I mean, it might not come in, but as long as it's possible that water will come in, so we may lay so the male in slowly be at mine. And even if it doesn't come in, so it doesn't matter. Why? Because it's considered that opening between, you know, the detached part of the tepirim and the flesh of the finger is bisastorium. Because bisastorium, it's mechutzeh, it's not gold, it's not exposed. So the male, we don't mind. Avol be'ivar u'posor ha'mizundo, afi u'nifrat zhubei, in derech v'an yichikach, shu'utolu, ve'inim, די האב קויב האב אבל מאל די טום מיט דער גוף קימ קי פי מאש יוכל האב די אל אל קוך אין די רוב די אס מיין שון קיין יער מיט פון
אפטאב אין אן קופ צאליק פאס די פון גימו א שירן וואן זומן וואס אבוי וואס אפלוי אין אן רפוי אין אן חייט ואם הם מודוקים, חייסי. וכן הדין בעגת של המקה וכסקוסים של השם. So, if it's loose, so then water can come in between. So, I mean, it's no chitze. But if it's tight, and this is something that, that the woman is makpedes to take off when she goes into the water, so, I mean, it's a chitze. חציץ צריך הולכתי שינאו שלא יהיה בהם דוב החציץ. There shouldn't be anything, any interposition, any חציץ between the teeth. שאם טוב לו ונמצא שם דוב או דוב בהם, לא יאולסו לו תפילה. So even though between the teeth, so that's the basic story, but roll with the asmaim is dino. So according to all the shenim, if there is something that is חציץ in the basic story, so then it is a chitze. According to Teisves in Dushin, it's mit Reise, the Tvile is no Tvile, and according to the Ritva in Dushin, it's only Rabba. Yei Shnei Ageis, Shalei Lechu Boso, B'yei Lechto, Vita Tvile, Mitnei Shun Nichbal, Vina Shunayim, Yei Shalei Machlach, Vyafo Kishe Beitkeis, Vechitzi Tisa Shunayim, Chei Shishis, Dilmo Tishkaya Vina Vlam Adaiti, Vina Gyopu, Vei Lo Lechto, Vina Chitza Li Tvile. And for the same reason, because there might be a chitze. ואין לו לאפי כל הילים קדם התפילה בבוצ'י קסמתים לצטיק או דנרא של שבו של ידבא ברוכי נוער אם לא ידיחו בייס הסטורים או בייס הקמותים שלו ונמצא בהם דוב החצי לא יאולסו לו תפיל איבן בייס הסטור איבן בייס הסטור why? because there is a חצית ואם לא ינמצא לו דוב החצי but she did not she did not make it decay. Afal tishalei botko kedem tefilo, also le tefilo. That's only in regard to this story. But, with diket aguf, so if she did not make it decay before, even though after the tefilo, so she made it decay, and she didn't find any chitze, any dolar achite, so then the tefilo is not a good tefilo. Why? Because in regard to the guf itself, or the reish, so then we are cheshesh, that maybe, since she didn't make a bdike before, maybe there was a dolar cheshesh, but then it fell out after the tefillah. But, so why aren't we cheshesh, regarding this story in the same thing? After all, it will be as mine being of. So even though she didn't find anything after the tefillah, maybe it fell out just one minute after the tefillah, but the dolar cheshesh was there in the basic story. While she was developed. So there are two pshat. The Ateres of the Levush has one pshat, and the Shach has another pshat. Now we'll see if one of the Vene Dikas Aguv Chvisarish. Now see if one of these. Also the Tvile Vene Deime with Dikas Aguv Chvisarish. Because of Ateres of, there's the Levush, Vamadani Melech, Hatam. Why is there a distinction between the rest of the Guf and the Beisah story? The Beisah story in Kim Shiye Shlomo came, so of course, if, according to the Ritva Shite, so it doesn't even require an explanation. Because according to the Ritva, so in Beis HaStori, immediately there is a Dovar HaChetzeitz, so it's only Miakev, the Tvilim, the Rabbonah. So mainly we don't have to be so Cheshish. But according to Teis Veshite, that the Chetzeitz in the Beis HaStori is Miakev, the Tvilim, the Raitze. So why are we Cheshish in regard to the Bdikas Aguf? Lest there was a Dovar HaChetzeitz and then it fell off. Before she made a bdike after the tefillah, and by Beis HaStorim not chishish. So there are two pshot. But both pshotim are only necessary according to the shittes teisves, not according to the shittes horitva. Kotva terazol amdan amelech, hatam de Beis HaStorim kivu sheyesh lo mokin li isho yoshom, ul izdabit li Beis Motel, amrinon vaday lo hoyoshom, diim kei lo mo yipei achar atfil. So that word, insofar as a Beis HaStorim, Beis HaStorim, so in other words, so if there is any Dovar HaChetzeitz, so that can remain in the foldings, in the orifices, in the Kmotel, So, Mimele, since we don't find anything in the Beis HaStorim now, any Dovra Chetzis, why should we be Chetzis? Maybe there was, and then it fell off. Why should it fall off? On the body, so it can fall off. But here on the Beis HaStorim, so there is a place where it can remain there. And since we don't see, we don't have the Chetzis. Maybe there was during Tfile, and immediately after the Tfile, it fell off. ולחינם דוחק, ולחינם דוחק. דל הוכל לדום אל לבדיקס הגוף, חסיף וסרש, די הוסום בינם בי אסמאי, ויתלינו לחומרי, אבל הוכל לא בינון בי אסמאי, לקח תלינו לכולי. כדלי כמות. In other words, because in regard to the rest of the group, so my must come in. Not just it has to be capable of coming in. Mashein came in regard to the Beis HaStorim, so it's not necessary that Mayim should come in. And it's only necessary that Mayim should come in. So Likach Talino Likule. Now this is very strange explanation. The Levush explanation is much better than the Rechach. Because true, there is only a Aloche that Mayim has to be capable of coming in. But if there is a Dovar HaChetzeit, so that means even if the water does come in, let's say, into the mouth, so it will not be able to come in between the teeth because there is, let's say, there is an Etzem Bishanel. So Mimele, so how can we be Teil Likule, since Hochele Binam Biasmayim? So, but only Roli Biasmayim. But if there is a Dovar HaChetzeit, then it's not Roli Biasmayim. Then it's not Roli Biasmayim. So why does he say Likach Talino Likule? Likach Talino Likule. So apparently the Shach assumes that inasmuch as it's not necessary that Mayim should actually come in, just to be capable of coming in, so Mimele, we don't have to be Chesheish. There are two kinds of Chetzes. Let's say there is one kind of Chetze that prevents the possibility of water coming in. Let's say if it's a beach, etzem bein hashinayim, so then it's impossible for water to come in. If there is, let's say, smaller etzem, so then it's not impossible, but you cannot be sure that water will come in. It all depends. So mimele, ligabi the rest of the goof, where there is aloche, that water must come in. And just the possibility of water coming in is not enough. So Mimele, there are certain chatites that are on the rest of the goof, and the Mekemis Agluim are considered a chatite, but the Mekemis in the Beis HaStorim is not a chatite. Let's say, suppose she has Bina Shinayim, a very small etzem, or a very something very soft, that does not prevent the possibility of water coming in between the teeth. But you cannot be sure that water will come in. So Mimele, in Beis HaStorim, it will not be a chtitze. So Mimele, by the rest of the goof, and the Kemes Agluim, even a smaller thing can be chetzeitz than the Beis HaStorim. That's why we are chetzeitz. Ligabe, Tikes Aguf, maybe even though now she doesn't see anything, but maybe there was something and then it fell off, but we got a Beis HaStorim, we're not free. But the Levush Tam is much better than the Shach Tam. All right, now Sifra Vav. Im lebotko kidem tfile ben shinel, ve loy Beis HaStorim shalom, ve acha tfile, name lebotko, ache nisatsko bichsomi, uvitapshilin vahakar botko umotso etzen ben shinel, uidovo chitzis ben storel. So she didn't make a bdike kedem tvile, and achat tvile she didn't make a bdike immediately after tvile. Then, but after the tvile, she was asking other things that are likely to bring in a dovar chetzis. So then, after the satskes in various things which are likely to bring in a dovar chetzis, then she found something. Etzem b'inshinel, a dovar chetzis b'inshinel. So talino likule. The Amrinon di Bosa Tvila Island. So again, the Tases, in Sifrovok, Talino Likule, Zedavki Bebis HaStorim, Shein Tzorich Lebi Asmai, So then, we are tilikule, but in regard to the rest of the group, so mele, we're not tilikule. Now, the reason she does for the shenim, the rikeach, is chelik. And he says we're not tilikule, even in regard to the base of story. Now, Sif Lamed Gimel, in the Shach, תאלינו לכולה ודעס הריקח הנקיין שכוס הביסים אנשים יוטס וזה לשני מוצוס עם מייסה באישו שטובו ונמצבוס הפני שנאו ויצריכו תפילה אחרס מהוב למייסה פרקם הידוש מייסה בשבושה של רבא שטובו ונמצו עצם בני שנאו ויצריכו רבא תפילה אחרס ואפילו ירדינו מוסה עם נכנס בני שנאו קידם תפילה אחת תפילה פעמרינו טוב לו ואולסו ונמצו עליו עוד וחיצי אף אופי שניססקו בייסה עמים so that mentioned the connection of course Everybody agrees it's their din, but according to most Rishonim, this applies only to Mekinis Agluim, but it doesn't apply to the Beis HaStori. But the Rikeach holds that the same halacha applies to Beis HaStori. So, Tov also means that the Lachetzis of Alpishen is Tzasko Beis HaAmin, Kol Ayim Kulei, Lo Yolso, Lo Tvila, Atkan Lishenei. And then he says, V'yesh Lachna. I think that the reason as to why the Mechaber is making in all these things in regard to Beis HaStori because the Mechaber himself was not sure whether the Halacha is like the Ritva or like Tesvet. So the Mele, there is an extra reason as to why you can be Mekel in regard to this story. Because even the role of the Asmai...